I think it will. I think that there'll be smoking-related cancers, which will be identified primarily as RAS mutation-driven cancers. I think there'll be non-smoking-related cancers, which will be the EGFR mutation-driven cancers. And then there's going to be 50-60%, some of which are smoking, some of which are non-smoking, that we don't know what the gene is driving it. I think, Neil, one of the things I think will be most interesting is, will we learn enough to evolve to the point in 7 years, 8 years, where we're not talking adenosquamous or large cell anymore, where we're talking RAS, EGFR, BRAF, HER2, I don't know what the other genes will be, but where we're really trying to design and target therapy based on what the genetic information tells us. And I think we may be on the verge, particularly with the Human Genome Project having identified the human genome and with seeing the rapid pace with which this type of work is proceeding, I think we may be on the verge of being able to categorize cancers based on a better understanding of the genetics and really based on what the driving oncogenic influence may be.
You know, in that regard, it's interesting the discussion we had at that think tank in Houston, where I had Peter Ravdin from the breast cancer world also there, you know, trying to draw analogies clinically between the TKI responsive type patients with mutations, maybe non-smokers, and HER2 positive breast cancer patients. And Hal Burstein and Eric Weiner wrote an editorial in the JCO about this concept of HER2 positive breast cancer as a separate disease. And you wonder whether this subset of non-small cell is going to follow that same path.
It may well. I saw that editorial by Eric and Hal, and I thought there was a lot of validity to what they were saying.
How much awareness do you think there is in the practicing oncology community about the non-smoking issue?
Well, I think it's growing. I think that that's an example of where the field is going. I think there's still a lot of unknowns we have in terms of knowing what the right approach to these patients are, and trials will be necessary to help clarify that.